This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need help.
Finally.
First off, okay, no, it's not that.
Dang it!
This is going to sound terrible. And I didn't really know what I was going to say when we just started this, and now I know even less. Let me start here. I need a woman.
I'll see myself out.
But not for the reasons.
Me, I will follow you.
Not for the reasons you think.
Oh.
It's for the reasons T-Hack needs A-Hack.
Someone to make your doctor's appointments.
You are in the wheelhouse. Let me explain. Allow me to set the stage for y'all.
Okay.
As you know, I've complained on the air recently that I've been driving. And with all due respect to you Kia owners out there, hey, you wanted a Kia, you got yourself a Kia. Yay, there you go. You love your car. I have no problems with that whatsoever. I was forced into a mid-size Kia as part of a rental agreement with an insurance claim. So I've been in this Kia for almost a month.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it kind of an off Kia too? It wasn't like they're one of the main, what you think of, it was like a lesser,
known
cheaper
Kia.
Yeah.
Yes, and I don't know how often you rent cars, but like the rental car companies, if Kia offers standard a feature, they're like, no, shave that off. We don't want that. Oh, brakes? We don't need that. They'll just put
right,
their foot
sure.
out. Like, yeah. Radio? No. Uh-uh. No, they'll just bring a boombox with them. It is the most stripped down piece of crap car.
Engine?
What? Okay. So, I got the call yesterday, and I could get my car back.
Nice.
All right.
So, I dropped off the world's worst Kia on the face of the planet Earth.
Still emotional, I'm sure.
Yes, I... Yeah. Stood there and lingered and said, oh my God, I literally called for my Uber on my way there. So my Uber was there before I got there. And I'm like, I'll pay you to just sit here. I never want to see this car again. I shoulder rolled out of the car.
If anything, I'm kind of sad because you said that someone who knew that you had a Kia would send you gifts of like the rats.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Hilarious.
I'll just say it out loud because I don't want anybody. No, I love these guys. It's Revive. It's the people.
Oh,
who
nice,
do the,
nice.
Like I buy peptides and different things from them. They ask me if I'm coming in. They send me the gerbils inside the Kia or whatever. Whatever they were, hamsters, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what they are.
Yeah, they're just like they send me the picture. Like why don't you drive on over? And I'm like, oh, okay, Revive, aren't you cute?
Calling for the Uber. Did you? No, you did it on your phone.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I guess.
So I just put in the Hertz location.
As you're in it,
you know.
Can't wait to get out of this.
I will say this: I unpaired the Bluetooth before I did it because I didn't want it to know.
Okay.
That I was doing it. It's like okay. I'm eventually going to get to the part where I need a woman. Here we go.
Oh yeah, forgot about that.
I get to the place, and I don't want to say the place where my car was being repaired. And I get there, and I see her. My car, and it's like it had hail damage and somebody had run into the back of me. So it was two different claims.
Mm-hmm.
I get there, had to pay both deductibles, but I think I'm going to get one of them back because it was somebody else's fault for ruining me, whatever.
Okay.
Great. And then he takes me out to walk around the car and we walk around and the taillight is busted.
Oh my God.
And that's new?
And he says to me, now it wasn't busted from the hail or the rear end.
Okay, yeah.
And he says to me, well, we didn't repair this because it wasn't in our initial pictures.
So you did it, so fix it. Are you kidding me? I am heated.
This, do you see
yes,
what
yes.
I need, T-Hack? And I'm like, okay.
Are you kidding me?
Aaron, I don't know how to stand up to somebody.
Give me your phone. I will go right now. It's not in your initial pictures because that wasn't part of the problem. You did it. Therefore, you fix it. That's
it.
They
did.
Where is this place?
They did do my whole... They've replaced the back end of the car. And I'm like, are you telling me that when you put the new back end of my car on, you didn't break it? Like, but I lack the courage to say that sentence. So I was just like... Okay.
I'm right there with you.
I don't know what to do.
I don't know if I should be more mad at you or mad at...
I know. I don't know what to do.
It goes back to the... I think it was the person that rear-ended you. Because they like were trying so hard to not...
He was like, let's just do cash. And it was like $6,000 to fix the back of my car. But they... I'm telling you, I don't want to make the accusation. But let me explain this. It's like a rock. You know how you get the thing in your windshield?
Yeah.
It's like that. On my taillight. Tell me this, oh prognosticators. How would I do that? Was I driving 65 backwards and a rock hit it? Impossible.
Yeah.
Did I back into something and just hit this pinpoint spot on my taillight? That seems impossible. Mm-hmm. They broke it.
They did.
They broke it.
I will literally go with you.
I don't. Oh God. Bring There's Aaron no way I'm walking you, yeah. in with my pit bull on a leash. Like, but is that what I'm supposed to do?
Yes.
Or should I write him an angry letter?
No, just like, go back in and say, hey, you know what?
I've been thinking about this. But then they're going to be like, why didn't you say anything yesterday?
Because I was a coward.
They knew you were excited to get your car back and you were just like, okay, yeah. And like, that's, there, they used it against you. I don't like that.
Are there companies, is there a thing? Short of me marrying another person, is there somebody who goes and has these conversations?
I pay me to do it, and I will. I'll do it for this one. I'll do it for free. Yeah,
that's a better deal than what she charges me.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.